The European Central Bank's bold move was prompted by alarming figures showing 0.2% deflation in the Eurozone last quarter, raising the prospect that people would stop spending in the expectation that prices would fall. So will quantitative easing, or QE, rescue Europe's economy? Unlikely, says Christian Odendaal, chief economist at the Centre for European Reform in London.
The problem is that the ECB has waited relatively long before it's considering this bold step. And part of QE is changing people's expectation for the better. And expectations in the Eurozone have deteriorated quite a bit, so that it is relatively hard to get expectations up again.
Even the $1.3 trillion QE program might not be enough to change that, says Kathleen Brooks of foreign exchange bank Forex.com.
One thing that we have seen, certainly in the US's example, but also in Japan's example, it takes a hell of a lot of money to make QE have an economic impact.
The United States QE program offers other lessons, says Christian Odendaal.
One is, it works best if you're bold right from the start. That is the kind of announcement effect, the shock and awe effect, that markets truly believe that now a change is coming.
There are added political risks to quantitative easing in the Eurozone, says Brooks.
If your central bank is buying up the assets of various member states, then all of a sudden Germany in particular, they've got, you know, the biggest economy in the Eurozone, could be liable if those states don't pay back the central bank.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a lukewarm reception to the ECB's program at the World Economic Forum in Davos Thursday.
It is now that we need to cleanse and consolidate the finances, now that the interest rates are low.
Japan suffered a lost decade of low inflation and low growth, from which it's only recently showed signs of emerging. William Saito, senior advisor to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, says the comparison has limits.
In the case of ECB in Europe, you have a good case of Japan to learn from. From Europe, I think, which is fundamentally different from Japan, is that it's many, many countries put together with different ways of thinking.
Those differences could be underlined in the Greek election Sunday, which the far-left Syriza party is expected to win. Their popularity has been built on opposition to German-led austerity. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.